This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The crowd at a rodeo in Weld County dispersed early last night after noticing no coronavirus precautions. The promoters didn't request masks or social distancing. Sheriff's spokesman Joe Moylan says the landowner expected a small gathering.
When, 2,000 people showed up, this guy went a little ballistic, and he was like, "This is not what I signed up for." Called the promoter, and I guess the promoter is the one who ultimately shut it down.
Authorities say two Aurora police officers have been shot and were taken to the hospital after a shooting in northeast Denver this evening. You can follow this story at denverite.com. The Colorado House delegation was part of the yay votes on a bill to study social issues impacting black men. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The House passed a bill that sets up a commission on the social status of black men and boys. It passed 368-1. All members of Colorado's House delegation voted for the bill, except for Democrat Joe Neguse, who did not vote. The commission would study systemic conditions impacting black males, including homicide and incarceration rates, poverty, education, and health issues. The House passed the measure hours before honoring the late Representative John Lewis. The civil rights activist is the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It is 82, mostly cloudy in Denver, 76, partly cloudy in Vail. It's 88, under clear skies in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.